the bank.
Okay.
From the bank. So when I came to one of these, they finally called me up and I said,
somebody else can want to
say that, but you know, in my head.
Sure.
And they said, we'll get your check.
I brought this so we can vote on paying it.
Do that, but we'll send property tax.
We actually have to put it on the next meeting because we don't have any, we don't have it on this one.
Well, can I just bring it in?
No, I have an agenda item.
I went and I put it in the back.
It's okay, we don't have to, we got time to pay it.
Yeah, we have to, well, we don't know what time, when we're going to have our next meeting, if we have it after.
We'll figure it out.
She had ordered something, yarn, something.
And Oscar's concrete, we got to vote to pay that, then I can just.
And online.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like Pat's absent.
Yeah, but she's, it's a legit, yeah.
She put it on a credit card.
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
It didn't come, it didn't come, it didn't come.
Oh, I'm not a member though, I mean, I'm not on the board.
Not yet, well, yeah, you are, you were elected.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very good.
Oh, all right.
Glad you heard, I didn't know that.
Awesome.
And.
Any opposed?
Called them and they.
Public comment for non-agenda items?
She got a supervisor, turned out it had been sent to a wrong address.
Approved minutes, regular meeting of August 10th.
I think we did that one, yeah, August 10th.
I think I read them. You sent them out, didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah, I read them.
Anybody like to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll either first it or second it, I don't care who.
It doesn't matter.
Any opposed?
Nine.
Okay. We want to welcome Jean to the board. She was appointed by the members to fill the vacancy created by the board, by the members' removal of Director Schlitz. So welcome aboard, Jean.
Thank you.
Reports of.
Was Carl given the option of staying on for the rest of the year?
No, the members voted him off.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything, any of the officers or directors have anything they'd like to report?
I do.
You're not an officer or director.
Oh.
Should I bring that up this time for payment?
No.
We're going to pay some bills eventually. Like it or not.
Okay. Discussion and possible action appointing directors to fill vacancy on board that will occur in 2020 due to lack of nominations to run for open positions. Since nobody ran, nobody was elected. So that means at the end of the year, we technically have three vacancies. So I'm going to make a motion that the incumbents be appointed to fill those vacant seats.
I'll second.
I'll third it.
Okay.
I sincerely hope that everybody on this board renews that position. I would really appreciate it, and I'd really be grateful to everybody who's been working the last couple of years. You haven't had a better board ever. You haven't had better transparency, and we're doing some good things. So I hope the whole board, I hope they're all up to rerun.
We did all but Carl.
Okay, you mentioned that you were confused.
Yeah, are you appointing us to serve for this next year? I mean, are you making a motion?
To make a motion that that the incumbents take over the vacant seats that will be created January 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that way you'll have four more years that you're stuck.
Four!
Yeah. It's four now.
I'm going to start drinking. Yeah.
See, we don't have to do this as often anymore.
We're going to get our work out of you, John.
Would anybody like to second that?
I think I did.
Oh, you did. That's right. Any opposed? Okay, guess what? This is the board. Okay, now I put on here discussion possible action appointing officers as item 8. However, going back and rereading the bylaws the way they're written now, we actually appoint at the first board meeting of the year following an election.
So that'd be January.
So that would be January when we have our next, when we have our board meeting in 2020, we appoint the officers. Okay. So this can be tabled until 2020.
Okay. our January 1st, no, January meeting.
Or whenever we meet, the first meeting in January.
Yeah.
Our first meeting in 2020.
Yeah. You get it right.
Yep. So that, we will table. Okay, discussion and possible action directing the recordation of third restated bylaws. Now, Joan's research shows that they're effective as soon as they're adopted. We don't have to record them for them to be effective. My only question is there still any requirements that they be recorded eventually?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Just CCRs.
Okay.
Have you ever changed the CCRs?
They're not the only thing that has to be recorded.
Yeah.
Randy, are we going to print up new bylaw books because of this?
Yeah.
Will this be action taken at a later date?
It'll probably be taken at the next meeting, although we may get to it today, and there's an item that we can fit it under. Okay, so we will just, no action on item 9. Okay, discussion, possible action, directing permission be requested from IRS to change fiscal year from calendar year to July 1, June 30. And from what I remember of the IRS, we have to request that we can change, for us to change our fiscal year. So since the bylaws were changing the fiscal year, now we need to request it from IRS. And then once they give permission, then it's effective.
They will. Usually do.
Yeah, they have to have a valid reason not to.
Yeah.
Like a law that says that this particular type of organization can't.
Or we didn't, or if we've done something wrong in the past or something like that we've been accounted on the calendar.
Yeah. So all we need there, I guess, really don't even need a motion because it's in the bylaws, but I'll just go ahead and make a motion that...
we apply.
That the treasurer apply to the IRS to change our fiscal year. The treasurer can have help.
Yeah, I'll have to have some help.
She needs help.
I do. I don't even know how to get a hold of the treasurer of the IRS. But I think
there should be a form, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I learn how to do these things.
The reason I said the treasurer, because the treasurer is going to have to sign it.
That's right.
Okay, anybody opposed?
If the secretary will help me get it in there, then I will do it.
She's booked up.
I'll give you help.
Was anybody opposed to that motion? Okay, passes. That gets us to discussion and review of financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures.
Yay!
Okay, so we've got the financials, as usual, a whole stack of paper that means very little. Got the reserve account, reconciliation, and...
we did them all.
Why can't I think this morning?
Reserve account, the checking account.
We got the reserve account. We got the check register. That's what I was trying to say. And the reconciliation, and then the statement. The same for the checking account. So anybody that wants to can see where everything's coming and going. Because I don't think we need to go through it line by line unless somebody wants to. Then there's the profit and loss budget versus actual, so we can do our monthly review of the financial transactions. That's the where we're at for January through September compared to our budget. And nothing really exciting.
No. The only thing we did with our budget was the cement work. Other than that, we didn't do anything big.
That actually isn't even a budgeted expense. That's separate because that's actually out of the reserve account,
that's
technically.
True. Well,
it came out of the checking account, but technically it's part of the reserves.
Reserve account.
Okay, so that gets us to income by customer. This is something I did a little bit different. This kind of falls in line with what the requirements are under the law. We don't actually have to go through a profit and loss. What we have to look at is revenue and expenses for the reserve account and the checking account. And they all fit on one simple little page because there's nothing there. The only thing on there is for the checking account, there was two expenses. For one to our notary for being our inspector of election, and one to Union Bank to pay the credit card. That was it.
Yep.
So that really cuts down on the paperwork, but there is a profit and loss on the other side of that page, in case anybody really wants to look it over too. It's there. Then the other thing that's required is the general ledger, which I still can't figure out why that's a requirement, other than just because some idiot wanted it to be a requirement. You know, if somebody really wanted to look at the general ledger, they could simply ask for it, because this is nobody's going to go through this line by line. There's no reason to.
I suggest we have one made up, and then if somebody wants it, we could.
Well, we have to go over it every month. That's the law. Well, actually, we have to do it at least once a quarter.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if we do it at every meeting, we don't have to worry about when we miss
that's
one.
That's right. That's true.
So it's done.
Okay.
But the minimum is once a quarter. So we can go over it real quick. Basically, it just has a list of the deposits and checks. A list of the accounts receivable, and you'll see that a lot of that is blank because that was all everybody's names, so I redacted it. Doesn't really mean anything anyway. It's just what it is, because we billed all of the customers in August, then that means that they all show up in here.
That's right.
As accounts receivable. So there's a separate line item for each and every one of them.
That's what we get paid.
Which is why they're all $144. And then same thing for undeposited funds. That's the ones that have made those payments. So there's just everything in here line by line is each of those transactions, the billing and the payments, which made this, you know, an extra 3 pages long. And then you get to the last couple of pages, and that's where the real normal stuff is. We've got the, you know, what goes in and what goes out. Things like Union Bank, Klein, Hanover Insurance. So all those are in there. Kern County Recorder, USPS for all the postage.
And that was a lot of postage this year.
Yep.
I'm sure glad we didn't decide
to. Well, still within budget, because we knew we had a lot, so there was plenty in the budget for it.
Well, I'm glad we didn't.
We're actually still under budget.
No self-addressed stamped envelope.
Of course, we have to do the mailing yet of the year-end stuff, which is going to be that's going to be an expensive mailing. Okay, well, that gets us to the last thing that we have to look at, and that's the accounts receivable aging. And again, that one's really long this time because it includes what is just been billed. But you'll notice that those are all negative numbers because they're not due yet. So it shows up in there as a negative. They've been billed, but they're not due.
Except that there's fewer than there.
So if they've paid already, then it shows a zero. But if they haven't paid, it shows that it is a negative number because it still isn't due yet. I guess that's what it is. I'm not.
I don't know, because I know I.
Or it could be the ones that are shown as a negative have already paid, but they're not due yet.
That's what it is.
Yep. Those are the ones that have paid.
The ones that
but they're not
negative,
due.
They're paid.
So most of them are paid, because you see very few of them that are zero.
Except for those that have.
All those owners of Lot 104, they're just.
The
24. My check is sitting on the desk.
But
it didn't make it into the book yet.
The real number is the very bottom of the page, way over at the far right, and that's all of the assessments that are still due. And if you look right next to that, you'll see the $9,400 in the 999 column.
Yeah.
That's the ones that are more than 999 days late. So, I mean, that's the old stuff that we're never going to get, or chances are we're never going to collect, which really only leaves us with 5,000 that hasn't been collected in the, you know, in the last 3 years.
Well, it's still not enough.
So we're not that far off.
It's not that old, but it's still a little better than it's been.
That's within reason. So, anyway, that's our financials. Let's see, and the bills that were paid that need approved would be all of those that are on the check register, which is the third page. So that's the bills that were paid that we need to approve. Kern County Recorder, the transfer to the reserve account, notary fees, Union Bank for the credit card, the fee for the notary to be our inspector of election, and then the credit card again, because this is for 2 months since we didn't have a regular board meeting last month. So if anybody would like to make a motion to approve the payment of those bills.
Well, I would.
I'll second it.
So what happens if somebody votes against them?
I think it needs fine.
Against paying the bills?
Yeah.
We have to argue over it because they're already paid.
Yeah.
But this is just, it's a formality where the board, this, the approval means the board's aware that these bills were paid.
Yeah.
And that the board agrees these were all legitimate expenses. That's what I would suppose if we did, if somebody disagreed, it would be a matter of, is it a legitimate expense or not? You know, that would be the only reason to disagree is if it wasn't.
Well, you know, when you wrote...
If somebody bought a jet ski,
you know... When you wrote the $7,000 check, you wrote cash. Now, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, but it says right afterwards, account reserve.
Okay.
Who seconded?
Sorry about that.
Or did anybody second?
I did.
Okay.
Because I want some auditor to see that cash and think I took out $7,000.
Nah. Any opposed? Okay, that's done.
Sorry about that. I forgot to turn that off.
I guess we could put your request to pay the taxes on this one, but they're not due yet. I think we'll put it on the next agenda because we will do like we're supposed to and do a purchase requisition for it.
Oh my gosh.
Why would it be a purchase requisition?
Every time we spend money, it's supposed to be on a purchase requisition. I think we set like a $250 limit, which those are actually less than that. Never mind, they don't require it.
$48.20.
Yeah, they don't require it. It's too small an amount. Or those are just our normal everyday bills. We could just pay them, and then they just go on the next one of these for us to approve. So we don't need to do. We don't need any action for those.
We want a recurring bill.
Yep. Okay. So that gets us to discussion and possible action.
No, we got to approve.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
That's got a separate line
that's
item.
That's paying bills.
That's got a separate line item because that's a big number.
Who's the fifth one on the board?
Pat.
Pat. Oh, that's right. I'm looking here and I'm thinking, where am I?
It's a full woman board.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered as usual.
You can't get any guys to work.
No. Discussion and possible action of operational changes needed with the passage of the restated bylaws. Unfortunately, I didn't bring my highlighted copy, but which is really a shame because I should have. We kind of need to look at that. There's a lot of things that we did change and things that we have to do differently going forward that we all need to be aware of, and we have to decide if we're going to make any changes in what we're doing to comply with them. One of the things right off the bat that we have to figure out is how do we want to put these together to send to our members. You know, I did this as an example. That's on 11 by 17 paper, which costs twice as much.
Yeah.
But it's in large print. Everybody can read, so we won't have the complaints that it's too small. It only takes three pieces of paper this way, so it's not tremendous.
It's going to cost less for mailing.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're probably with all the other stuff we have to mail, it's going to be a big mailing anyway. Because we'll put this with the annual.
But we'll be using bigger envelopes.
We'll probably have to put these in full size envelopes. Which again, with all the stuff we're going to be mailing for the end of the year, we can slide it right in. And I would say we do like the old ones and put a cover on it. You know, that way they've got a nice bound book. I just didn't have any colored cover paper to put on it. But that's one of the things we have to decide. Or I was going to print another set on 8.5 by 11 in large print, which is like 20 pages, which means it's 10 sheets of paper is all. But
well, yeah, but I think it's harder. I think you'll get more people to read it if it's like
that. Yeah, that way than they would the other way.
They don't want a book.
And that's why I was wondering what everybody wanted. Okay.
I vote for that.
Let me see if I can put the one up here.
Which one? That.
Yeah.
It's got the highlights on it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk for you.
A lot of times when it comes in with small print and small pieces of paper, you just put it aside.
Yeah. Well, anything else comes out, it's going to be on these. What are these sizes? 10 by 11 or?
It's a 17 by 11.
11 by 17.
11 by 17.
Yeah, but if all the other things that we send are on that kind of a sheet, we just slide them in, they'll be a lot thinner.
Yeah.
I still think we're going to pay less in postage if they're not.
A book. Now, the larger envelopes cost more to begin with.
The larger envelopes.
Well, they do. I know that.
But still, no, you're right, though, because by the time you stack a little, the little envelopes, they weigh a lot.
Yeah.
Because you fold it all up and...
Yeah.
Because remember, all those things...
Well, it still takes the same amount of paper.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. The last time we mailed out all that stuff and we only put that one extra stamp on, well, we ended up, when we were down there, having to put another extra stamp on it. All of them took two stamps.
I don't think the difference is going to be enough to worry about.
You have to remind me, because I can always, if we ever have that again, I have a plug-in weigher. We went to, with that stupid, you know, the one that they advertise, you can print your own stamp, whatever. Well, we joined that for a while until my computer printed out the stamps wrong. And they said to me, all you have to do is send the sheet back and we'll reimburse you. And they never did. I didn't get the sheets. Yeah. I said, you signed for them. I have a card for it. I never did get my money back, so
there's
I can't.
Okay. Highlighted.
There's the highlighted stuff. So the first thing that I highlighted, a quorum is no longer required for the election of directors. So when we do have our annual meeting that has the election of directors, we have to have a quorum for everything else, but the election can go through regardless of how
many
votes.
That's right. So we don't have to have seconds.
So there's no quorum requirement for that.
Yes.
Everything else, there's still a quorum requirement. Proxies are gone. We don't have to deal with proxies ever again. Number and terms of directors. And the big change there was just about everything is gone out of that, except that the directors shall be elected for a term of 4 years, commencing the first day of January, immediately following his or her election. And you have to serve till death.
Pretty much. here it is.
Directors are elected on the third Saturday of September in odd-numbered years. So okay. That means we don't have to have an election until 2021.
21.
Yep. So no election next year. We still have to have the annual meeting.
We do, yes.
But we don't have to have an election.
That's going to save us money.
Getting better all the time.
Yeah.
Now, those directors in office upon the adoption of these bylaws, whose terms of office ends during an even number year, so that would be everybody's who's would be up next year, which is me and Gene.
Carl? Yeah.
Me and Gene. Okay. We stay in place. Where'd it go?
When do I get
extended? To the following odd numbered year. So we're stuck for 3 more years.
Oh, okay.
And then that paragraph can be deleted after 4 years because it won't have any effect at that point.
So will it end up, it'll still end up that with odds and even, as far as election goes, so
it'll
many seats.
It'll be an odd numbered years.
Yeah, but so many period. Seats, every time, it'll be a different number.
And that is, no, that's right, because ours will be up in an odd number year.
Okay, and then mine will be up next year.
Ooh, that's one thing I didn't put in here. Technically, you guys, we didn't put it in here. It should either been a 3 or a 5 year term. Can't be a 5 year term. Never mind, we don't have to have it in there because law takes care of it. You guys are actually on for a 3 year term because you can't be on for more than 4 by law.
Yeah.
And the election won't be until an odd number year. So since you were appointed in an even number year for 2020, that means that you will serve until 2023. That's when your election will be. Ours will be 2021 and then again in 2025. So your terms are 3 years this time.
Oh, joy.
So you get one year out of it.
Maybe I'll learn by then how to do these things.
Okay. Oh, joy. You're probably going to be stuck again.
But that's why we got to go through these to catch all this stuff and know what we're doing next time. Okay. Let's see, so that means ours would have been up, so we would have been up 2021. I guess we still are up in 2021. Our election now.
Oh, no, you can't be.
Our election, because we had an election in an even year. No, this is 2019.
This is 19.
2021 is our next election.
You need some more coffee?
Yeah, this gets complicated. I did add in here the pledges, so we all have to do the pledge now. That's a requirement in our bylaws, so now it's required. All officers, all directors, and any committee members are all fall under that pledge. They all have to do the pledge. So we'll have to do those at the next meeting and get them all signed.
Mr. Schlitz is the only one that ever signed it.
They never did, so ours aren't there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was one, but I was never, you know, I wasn't on. Yeah. I got elected to the board 1 year, and the first meeting I quit.
Are we going to have to do ethics in this
no,
room, too?
No.
Good.
Caresco, he was taking over everything.
The next change in here is, in addition to the missing three consecutive meetings, we did put in four meetings in a 12-month period, so that's covered, too. So you can't have more than four unexcused absences in a 12-month period.
Here.
Or you'd be kicked off. Doubtful.
Yeah, Pat was really worried she was missing today. She said,
I said, don't worry about it, Pat.
Yeah, I just can't come up. I said, look, this is a legitimate excuse.
Is she still at Gina's?
Yeah, thank goodness.
We reworded the meetings are open to members to meet to match what's in the civil code. So it really doesn't mean there's no change there. Yeah. The executive session was also reworded to match the civil code.
Yeah.
That way nobody can say that we're not doing it right.
We very rarely have executive meetings.
No. Then the officers, that appointment of officers is changed slightly. Mainly the pledge is a requirement now. The other thing is that, again, it spells out officers serve at the pleasure of the board. Each officer shall hold office for 2 years, because the elections are every 2 years now instead of 1 year.
We just went to 4 years.
And then, it used to be that the officers were appointed at the first meeting following the annual meeting, which didn't really make a whole lot of sense because the new board didn't get seated until January.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
So the old board got to pick the officers before the new board got seated, which is kind of a...
That's kind of wacky.
So this fixed that. Now it's the first meeting in the year following the election. That way the new board is seated, then they appoint their officers, which is the way it should have been. Big change. Road committee is no longer required. Doesn't mean we can't have one. However, it is no longer a requirement under the bylaws. We can still have committees. We can have executive committees and other committees. Executive committees are two or more board members, period. No other members, but except board members, and it's two or more. However, if it's three, then why aren't you just doing it during a board meeting?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I can answer that.
If we want what?
Well, because, like, we had to get together to decide, and there were three of us, or five of us, actually, whatever, four, to get all the stuff together for the annual meeting, the food, so we had a meeting.
No, you didn't have a meeting. You didn't do any actual business.
No.
You were taking care of
It was a committee.
Yeah.
We never formed an actual committee. We should have. And that's the proper way to do it. We should actually form a committee.
I hate committees.
That should actually be a committee because it does bring up David Sterling
issues because
we're not supposed to get together and discuss business without a meeting.
Yeah, we brought that up because we didn't know in what category we were.
It's a kind of a gray area because you weren't really discussing business. You were simply were simply taking care of the task.
Right.
Yeah.
The day-to-day operations.
Okay, that's good.
Again, we can form executive committees to do those kind of things so that we don't have that issue. We can also have other committees. Other committees are committees that have other members or even people that aren't members on them. Those are advisory committees, which is what the road committee technically
was.
It's only an advisory committee. It had no authority. And that's what the other committees are. They're advisory only. They basically, if you wanted to have somebody do research, you can form an advisory committee. They can go out and do a whole bunch of research and come back and report to the board so the board can make a decision.
That's right.
That's what an advisory committee is for.
Okay, that's sort of what Bill did.
An executive committee is actually for the board to delegate anything that is not prohibited by law to be delegated. There are a few things that the board can't delegate, but the board could actually delegate their tasks to an executive committee, and the executive committee has the full force of the board to take care of those tasks.
Yeah, but you got to have bigger.
No, just like you were talking about for the bar for the annual meeting.
Oh yeah.
We could have a 3-member executive committee that doesn't have to come back to the board to ask to spend money.
Because we already
they have the authority, so they can get together and decide how to do it.
That's something else we never put down how much we spent. I know how much we spent. It was 124 something.
It was budgeted, so it's fine.
It was up to 200
budget,
and we didn't go over our budget. Okay.
No, besides that budget, it was part of our annual budget. We budgeted money for the annual meeting.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
It's a normal expense.
If we went over it, then you would have to report.
Yeah.
And then here's where I added in that the committee members must also pledge, the same as directors and everybody else. The audit was struck. We don't have to do that. The financial review was added in here, which is the financial review required by Davis Sterling that we just did. So it's written in here now, so it's part of the bylaws as well, so we don't forget it. Or for our predecessors, don't forget it. This one here, I did get a member that, too late in the process, finally read what we've been sending for a year and mentioned that this is not a good idea, and that's compensation of directors. And they're correct. And if we do another bylaws change, we will take it out. I explained to her, I don't expect this board to, it's not the board, the members have to vote. So it would take another members meeting anyway, but the members have to vote to give the board, to give the directors compensation. Now the directors can vote to compensate officers. But directors could only be done by the members. The problem she pointed out is if the directors are paid, then we become employees instead of volunteers. Under the law, volunteers aren't liable for our actions as a board, provided they're normal, reasonable.
That's right, but if you get paid, you are.
But as soon as we're paid, we're responsible for those actions. We could be sued.
That's right. Individually.
Exactly. So that's why nobody will ever get paid.
Yay.
And then, of course, the fiscal year being changed. So I don't see anything that we need to change in what we're doing, just that we all need to be aware that those changes are in there.
I think the main change was the length of time that it's service.
And the whole purpose of that was to cut the...
Get rid of the audit.
Every other year instead of every year.
That was the other thing, the audit.
Get rid of the audit and get rid of half the elections.
Right.
To save money and time.
That's right.
We were spending all our time...
That's what we were doing, just cutting
just doing elections.
That's what the main thing is. You're not cutting the work of the board, you're just cutting expenses.
Well, we also cut a lot of work out.
Yeah,
we don't have to prepare for an election every year,
right.
Now it's every other year. So we just took away half of our election chore.
And money.
Okay, so I'm just going to put no action on this. I had in my notes here that we need to discuss printing, but we already did that. It doesn't really require board action. What I will do, though, is by our next meeting, I'm going to try and put together everything for the annual report that has to go to the members, which this will be a part of. And at that point, we'll decide how we want to print it, if we're going to send it to WITS or what we're going
to
do.
I think we ought to do it by WITS.
I think we ought to do it by WITS. I think it's worth the money.
It's more professional.
Yeah.
And it looks, it's not only
takes
that,
some of the work off of it.
It takes a lot of work.
It is.
Really does.
But they fold it.
And it'll be a lot easier because I'll have everything formatted for them, so all they have to do is plug it in and print.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll just be using their printer. But anyway, we'll discuss that. That's going to be an agenda item for the next meeting, is the annual report, because we need to review it and make sure everybody's happy with it, and then we can send it out. So that's going to be on the next agenda. Discussion possible action approving payment for road work on Sand Canyon at Horseshoe. Bill has a purchase requisition for us. Rita has the invoice.
What happened on the concrete wash we put in? Carl took a quote of $4,700 to do the concrete wash by Oscar Concrete. Unfortunately, I didn't have anything to do with that job work. The company that I contracted wanted $36,000 to do that. Anyway, when we went in there to do the job for $4,700, we found out that we needed to make the concrete wash 2 feet wider, and we also needed to remove the existing concrete footing in there. We did not know that at the time, but we only had a 2-inch slab on the existing footing. So Randy, Reeder, and myself decided that we wanted the job done right, so we approved the changes. We made the road 2 foot wider. We put an 18-inch footing on the east side. It went down to a 12-inch footing as it went up the slope. On the other side, we put an 18-inch footing all the way across. We ended up spending $2,100 extra, and the whole job came out for $6,800. Based on the work that was done, the professionalism of the contractors doing the work, we were very impressed. Today we hope to do the grand opening, but we do need to approve the amount of $6,800. I feel this is still an excellent price for the work that was done. I would rather we'd be quoted that to begin with, but things happen in construction and change orders, etc., etc. But we know the job was done right. We have a 5-inch slope going down the road to the middle from both sides, and we have a 5-inch slope going across, so we should have real good drainage. Oscar went in there and they cleaned both sides of the wash for us. We might need to go back in and touch it up, but overall it was an excellent job done for $6,800. And the words that ring in my head is what Oscar said to me. Lifetime. 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 So we'll never have that problem.
And I like that it was a local company.
If anybody lived here in 1980, that road was completely washed out with Horseshoe Lane and the massive rains. So we'll always be facing that, but with a concrete wash, we'll survive it.
Everything else will wash away.
Anyway, it's got my vote of approval.
Yeah, they actually made it a little bit bigger even than that because they had to put some wings on the uphill sides because the asphalt had been underwashed so bad. There was a lot of water actually going under that road.
Wow.
Which is why the road was falling apart.
A lot of sand was pushing that up. It was amazing how much.
If you noticed, it hadn't rained in 9 months or so, somewhat. And when they took the asphalt off, everything was still wet underneath.
Wow.
So we know it was corroded.
Well, we learned that here. You can go out here and dig 3 feet down, you'll still find water because this creek is still running. It's just running below the surface.
Yeah.
Which is what was going on there. And that's why the footings, we've had to have such deep footings on it that keeps a lot of that water from running under. So it came out good. So I'll make a motion that we go ahead and okay and approve the purchase order and approve payment.
A second.
I believe he gets the white copy back and we keep the yellow copy.
Something like that.
Well, that's
either one over.
That's a customer copy.
Any opposed? Okay, that's taken care of. Okay, discussion and possible action dissolving road committee. So here's where we already know that we don't have to have one under the bylaws. The road committee hasn't met in over a year because we can never get anybody to serve on it. So the question is, do we want to dissolve it completely. We want to change the way it's done, whether it be an advisory or an executive committee. I think the way we've been doing has been working, which is just the board works with it, and then we have a road crew that does the work, which doesn't require a committee.
Randy, I think this board is doing such a good job on approving projects. Orders project, the Sand Canyon Wash project. All we need to do is make a list of what we need to do and make a priority, bring it up to the board, make a discussion. If we need to make a committee to get things done, we'll make a committee. But the board decides, we bring it before the board, and the board will say, okay, we want a committee to get a price on putting down new blacktop from the water company to the bulletin board. And then we can put a price together, present it to the board, and let the board make the decision.
Yeah, and we don't even need a committee for that. We can actually, you know, somebody can get quotes. It's not...
It doesn't need to take
it. I'm saying if we need one, we can make one up in the future.
Oh, yeah.
We don't
need at any time, we can make a committee.
Any member can do it.
Yeah.
Speaking on roads, I think the one thing I am concerned about is all the chipping and the asphalt between the water company and the bulletin board. I have absolutely run out of solutions. All I can think is we get together one day, get out the propane torch, get out the asphalt, go out there, slap them down, put the heat on it, put the emulsion on. A lot of the repairs that are breaking up, unfortunately, are repairs by Carl. Carl put down coal patch with no undercoating,
no heat,
and no heat.
It still helped.
It looked good. It looked good. It filled the job. It got us through summer. But we need to do something a little bit better. Any pothole that Rita and myself and Marcus have repaired, along with Don Rooney, has been permanent.
Yeah.
We put Henry's on the bottom. We put the asphalt in. We hit it with the torch and melt it. Then we throw sand over the top and
we
roll it down.
Don't forget about the tamp.
And it's, you know, it's more permanent than just coal patch in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try and get together one day, I guess. And
we need to get the younger guys involved in that. They wanted to be.
We got Randy.
Well, no, I'm talking about Liam and John. They both want to be involved in the road crew, and they both wanted to get on this last project. But we weren't really. We didn't do anything on the project. The Oscar's crew did it. We just put up the signs, and so we didn't need more people to do that. But, yeah, we need to include the younger guys because we're all getting older, and we need those muscles.
That's what we ought to, you know, what we ought to do also is when we have the stuff going out to the people at the end of the year, show them a difference of like, all right, if you want us to do this road, it's going to take us this way, but we need volunteers. We are all getting up in the age, and we'd like to have younger people to volunteer. But then you turn around and say, and this is going to be the price if we got no volunteers, and your dues are going to go up in order to be able to pay for that. And that maybe if they get two sets of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe it'll wake them up. I'm just a way, maybe, but to me, if I saw, hey, if I was younger and I saw, say, $100, and then they say $300, I'm going to go for the $100 and I'll volunteer. And maybe we could do it that way. Maybe, you know, just if you show the money instead and say that their dues is going to help pay for that, it's going to pay for that, because it's divided equally among everybody that owns this. Maybe it'll wake some of them up. I don't know. I mean, that's just a, it's just an idea. I don't know whether it would work or not.
Well, it definitely doesn't hurt for us to be pointing it out. We try to, and we just have to keep
just
doing it.
Yeah, but we never actually did it with figures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I mean, they may not be firm, but we get some idea.
Oh, yeah.
When the road crew's nickname is the Medicare Brigade.
That's right.
And everybody's on Medicare. And we had like four people over 70 working on the road
That's
crew.
Right.
I mean, average age was way
up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else?
And they don't mind it, and they'll continue to help, but, you know, we got to find a better solution to take care of the asphalt.
Well, one of the things that I think we need to do on the asphalt, we're kind of getting out of what we've got on the agenda, but we can put it on the next agenda to discuss road repairs, is to go back at that quote that Bowman gave us. Their thoughts for repairing this section of road was to do a 2-inch cold patch overlay.
Yeah.
A hot overlay will show all the dips and everything in it, but a cold patch overlay, they can pack it down and it'll be smooth. So that's why they went with cold patch, but a cold patch overlay over this existing. And if that holds up for a few years and we can afford it after that, then you can start oiling it and doing regular maintenance on it. But that was their recommendation. And I'll have to look back and see what the cost was for this one section, but that might be a better way of dealing with this.
On the asphalt roads, this is the biggest problem from
That's
here
right.
to the bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
When we get past that and we go up Sunview and Posture, they work great. They work great because it's roofing shingles and the water runs off and it's, you know, it's got an incline like a roofing shingle. We are the only road system with these type of roads, roofing shingle.
Well,
so we just have to learn how to work with it. I mean, we got a fantastic price to put all these roads in, but the maintenance is now biting us in the butt.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, back on our road committee, what do we want to do with it? Do we want to just dissolve it, and then we'll look at committees in the future?
As a committee, I want to.
I think we dissolve it.
Dissolve it.
We don't even have
We only have enough people to be on it. We last year, when we worked on those roads, we just got together as a crew and said, "Well, this is what we're going to do today," and the crew decided.
Well, would somebody like to make a motion to dissolve it?
I'll make a motion to dissolve it.
Who seconds?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, so that takes care of it. Now we don't have to deal with the road committee anymore. That's just been a headache.
One other good thing about the work at the WASH, and all the work we've ever done, it's been one person's decision. They're out there going, I think we should, it was nice to stand there with Randy and Reeder and say, yeah, we need to do this, don't we? Yep, that's what needs to be done, and we got it done. He didn't put it all in the hands of one person to make every decision, which is difficult, very, very difficult. And it was really nice to have Randy and Reeder out there, you know, helping me, you know, supervise Oscar. He didn't need supervising, but it was nice that they were there to give their 2 cents on.
Yeah, if any questions came up, you've had other people to give an opinion with.
And I don't understand when contractors go, "What do you want me to do?" And I don't know nothing about it. And I say, "Well, you should do what's right. What's right?" And then they tell you and say, "Well, that's what I want done. What's right?" You don't ask him, somebody who knows nothing what to do.
That's right.
Project.
Yeah, we offered him water and whatever, but they had everything. And Don Rooney let him have the hose, and he doesn't want us to give him any money for the water bill, which I thought was pretty nice.
Yeah.
So. Well, we're on the road stuff. We're still on the road stuff?
We were just on road committee.
Okay.
I put road repairs for the next agenda for the next meeting.
Well, I'm going to add that to on that. Those road signs we want to put up because we're going to have to order them, the 15-mile-per-hour dust control.
I'll put that on the agenda as well,
which
actually gets us to that. That's the next item is agenda items. I've got the annual report that we'll discuss at the next meeting, an assessment increase that we can start discussing at the next meeting, and discussing road repairs, road signs.
Yeah,
anything
because
else?
Yeah, I get Court and Sunview. Marcy has mentioned that 3 times. I haven't driven down there to see what the problem is.
Oh, that's right. What was...
Oh,
did you remember?
Court and Sunview.
Do you remember what she says is wrong?
Well, yeah, I guess she has property up there.
Yeah, she does.
But as you come down the hill, this has been a problem for years.
Yeah.
It gets washed out, and that road gets really narrow.
It's very narrow.
And they
can't get two cars going in either
They've put rocks in there in the ditch. They've done it. I don't know what else you can do.
That's how I come all the time.
I don't know anything about repairing those kind of things.
I'll take a look at it.
I hesitate coming around the curve because if somebody else coming, somebody's got to back up.
Yeah, it's just really.
You can't get two cars
there. It gets washed out all the time.
I was going to mention it the last time, and I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I'm glad Marcia came.
Okay, we'll look at that and. We can have a discussion.
So I guess we'll decide how many road signs we need to order. We wanted to order stop signs for all the corners, and we needed to order this 15-mile-per-hour dust control and see how I don't know how many you want, how many signs you want on each road.
Yep. Yeah, we can kind of get a count together, and then we can approve them at the next meeting. Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
Sure.
On the side note, I request...
We don't need a second.
You don't adjourn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Any opposed? All right. Next meeting, November 9th.
On a side note, I requested some future...